Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight we've made our way here to Fort Myers, a city that took the brunt of Hurricane Ian in what the president says could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. And tonight the storm is threatening millions more. The giant swaths of destruction, neighborhoods decimated, bridges washed away, and boats tossed like toys. Tonight, the rescue efforts still underway.
This is the Orange County Sheriff's Office. If you need to be evacuated, step out of your front door.
We visit homes nearly swallowed by the floodwaters and meet families who thought they'd never see each other again. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. And as we come on the air tonight, Ian has regained hurricane strength as it moves into the Atlantic, taking aim at Georgia and the Carolinas. But what it left behind here in Florida is unimaginable in scale and historic in reach. The president saying tonight this could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. We witnessed the trail of destruction this Category 4 storm left. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said today this is a once-in-500-year flooding event. The hurricane-force winds and record storm surge caused widespread damage to entire communities and cities, washing away roads and bridges and knocking out power to millions. Tonight, more than 2.6 million customers are without electricity, and officials warn it could be days or even weeks before power is fully restored. Tonight, the states of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia will all have declared a state of emergency ahead of Ian's expected landfall tomorrow. We have team coverage tonight all throughout Florida and beyond, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve will start us off from North Fort Myers. Chris, I know the damage where you are is quite extensive.
Nora, for this home, the damage is total, completely destroyed this home. Now, if you go down the block, you'll see homes like this. You'll see other homes with roofs ripped off and the occasional one somehow unscathed. We are 4 miles from the water, so this was all wind damage.
As daylight broke, the path of destruction left behind by Hurricane Ian was devastating. Block by block, Fort Myers Beach looks like it was hit by a bomb. Only small pieces of debris remain where homes and businesses once stood. Ian came ashore as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm surge was so powerful in Naples, it swept homes off their foundations.
There it is, the house going by.
The destruction was just as overwhelming in Lee County, where many roads are impassable and entire neighborhoods sit underwater.
We're out 2 vehicles and a boat.
Patrick New and his wife live on this boat. It and hundreds others were tossed on shore by the storm. The couple rode out the worst of it in a nearby hotel.
So it was rushing in fast. And by the time we ran in our room and grabbed half of our stuff and went upstairs, it already was halfway up our door.
How fast did the water come?
It was quick. It was within 15 minutes we were getting upstairs with everything.
Today, Governor Ron DeSantis called the damage on some of the barrier islands biblical.
And it washed away roads. It washed away structures that were not new and could withstand that.
This home on Sanibel Island caught fire, and the only road on and off the island collapsed. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez saw the damage up close.
This is the causeway that connected Sanibel Island to the mainland. But you can see an entire section of it behind me is missing. All of this asphalt and concrete crumbled when the ground beneath gave way to hours upon hours of intense storm surge.
Today, Coast Guard search teams flew missions looking for people in distress. So far, at least 500 have been rescued. And with extreme flooding moving inland, first responders near Orlando helped people get to higher ground.
I feel a lot better. My brother just finished getting rescued.
Jacob!
Good Samaritans are pitching in too. These men pulled an elderly man to safety from his car. And President Biden said Hurricane Ian could be the deadliest storm in Florida's history.
The numbers are still unclear, but we're hearing early reports of what may be substantial loss of life.
President Biden is now planning a trip to the disaster area to thank first responders. Folks in this neighborhood described Ian as someone beating on their eardrums for 9 hours as they watched their neighbors' homes be torn apart. Nora?
Wow, that really puts it in perspective. Chris Van Cleve, thank you. We also visited a neighborhood here in Fort Myers that was flooded. The residents told us the water was up to 8 feet high in some places. And although much of the water has receded, the trauma remains.
See how high it came up inside? Oh, yeah. My God. And this is what the water did.
Hurricane Ian upended everything for Cecilia Donald's family, their furniture, their home, and their lives.
Yeah. Are you guys standing in the water up this high last night?
Yeah, we got up on a counter at first, and then I told my husband, I said, you know, I think we're going to drown.
So unsure of their survival, at one point, they considered tying themselves together so no one would wash away.
I couldn't find a rope.
Well, there's my daughter.
Her daughter feared the worst.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
We were there when they saw each other for the first time.
The last message I got from her was that the water was waist high and she didn't know if they were going to make it.
You left her that on a message.
Yeah,
I just said, I love you. I don't know if we're going to make it or not.
We heard similar stories through Cecilia's neighborhood.
You can see fire and rescue is out. They want us to clear the area, but you can see a lot of these people are kind of stuck. And so they're coming through. These are the great firefighters here in Florida, making sure that we can check on everybody. They're doing wellness checks because people are trapped inside their homes.
An elderly couple rescued, brought to safety. Spencer Moomy posted this video on Facebook. The water rising so high, the only place they could go was up in the attic, bringing his six-year-old and six-month-old daughter. We met the grandparents of those kids, desperately looking for their grandchildren.
Probably scared to death, crying all night.
And our team was able to share the good news that everyone in the family was okay. And now this entire community begins a journey to recovery that will last longer than the storm.
In some ways, the pictures don't even give it justice what people are suffering through here. We should note that as Hurricane Ian raced ashore and floodwaters rushed through neighborhoods, 911 operators were quickly overwhelmed with calls for help from people stranded in their homes or their cars. And with so many victims in desperate need of help, everyday citizens jumped into action. CBS's Omar Villafranca joins us from hard-hit Port Charlotte. And good evening, Omar. Yeah, it's amazing how everybody was looking out for each other.
Good evening, Nora. We traveled almost 60 miles down the Florida coastline and we saw heavy rain, damaged trees, stranded cars, and flooded homes. But we also saw dozens of people helping each other.
Don't ever leave me again. God.
An emotional moment amidst the ruin. Kim Silva reunited with her family after riding out her first hurricane alone.
What's that moment like when you finally see him and everybody knows they're okay?
Well, just start crying.
After Ian flooded her Northport home, Michelle Robinson waded through waist-high water with her bulldog Daisy riding her kayak, both desperate for dry land.
dog and I slept on the bar in the kitchen, like the island.
Up top?
Yeah, all night.
Neighbors helped neighbors salvage what the storm didn't destroy. But the things saved were not as important as the lives saved. Rescue and recovery scenes played out across Florida's west coast. At the storm's peak, flash floods caught many off guard. Naples Fire and Rescue had to break the window to this car to pull a woman to safety. In Charlotte County, two heavy construction cranes at this building site were toppled and scaffolding smashed into the building, a testament to the storm's powerful winds.
This is Fawcett ICU. We've had major structural collapse. We have major flooding.
And healthcare workers at a hospital in Port Charlotte were forced to move vulnerable patients, some of them on ventilators. The part of their roof was torn off.
This is the kind of damage 124-mile-an-hour winds can cause. The storm just toppled this gas station. And just behind it, the wind blew out the windows on this building all the way up to the fifth floor. It could take weeks to clean up. Nora?
Yeah, it's hard to get gas anywhere around this area. Thank you, Omar Villafranca. CBS's David Begno got a firsthand look from the air at the catastrophic damage, and early estimates predict the cost to rebuild will likely be in the tens of billions of dollars. So, David, what did you see?
I've never seen storm surge do what this did. I've been covering hurricanes for 22 years. We flew over this place called Little Hickory Island, which is a barrier island just west of Bonita Springs. And, Nora, as we came over the ridge all the way down the street, the hotels are still standing, but it looked like the cars and everything around it had been shot out of a cannon. I'm talking about sand that has been pushed probably a mile inland, and it looked to be 2 to 3 feet deep. There were some places where taillights of vehicles were sticking out of the sand, like a stick almost.
Wow.
When we got in the helicopter in Tampa, we flew south, and the first widespread devastation we saw was over the community of Inglewood. A lot of residents, people waving at the helicopter, completely surrounded by floodwater and really heavy wind damage. Bottom line, as far as we could tell along the coast, it reminded me of an earthquake, as if the hurricane just sort of picked up the earth and just shook it.
Because it was all along the coast, yeah.
And just, I mean, tossed like toys.
Yeah. David Begno, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Well, as David mentioned, this hurricane caused so much widespread damage. And it was not just here in southwest Florida, but also from Orlando all the way to the northeast coast in St. Augustine. And that's where we find CBS's Meg Oliver tonight. Good evening, Meg.
Nora, Hurricane Ian is pounding St. Augustine right now with high winds, steady rain, and severe flooding. And it's only expected to get worse during the next high tide.
Residents of Central Florida woke to high winds and catastrophic flooding, forcing hundreds of people to flee their homes. In hard-hit Kissimmee, first responders used airboats to rescue those trapped.
We were in deep in water in our house.
In some cases, people were carried to safety, like this woman crying with relief to escape the floodwaters.
We're going to bring them out to higher ground, and they're going to be shuttling them to shelters.
Rescue crews raced to evacuate residents of this Orlando nursing home threatened by rising waters. This woman and her 72-year-old mother were forced to swim out a window to reach safety.
You have to like either swim or drown.
Dramatic rescues played out across the region. These two people were plucked from their sailboat overnight.
Here in St. Augustine, at the height of high tide, water spilled over the seawall, washing out roads and sidewalks for more than a mile and a half.
The high water leaving cars stranded, boats swamped, and people flirting with danger to see the destruction up close.
In addition to the flooding, high winds are expected with gusts up to 60 miles per hour throughout the night. Then this storm is expected to move up the Atlantic and is expected to make landfall in Charleston tomorrow. Nora?
Meg Oliver, thank you. And as Meg just mentioned, Charleston, South Carolina is bracing for a direct hit and 7-foot storm surge. The storm has recharged and it's just regained this hurricane status. Now communities along the Carolina coastline like Charleston are getting ready by providing sandbags to anyone who needs them. Dr. Rick Knapp used to lead the Hurricane Center and he's now one of our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Dr. Knapp.
Good evening, Nora. Ian is a hurricane once again out over the Atlantic east of
northeastern Florida, but it is still affecting the northeastern Florida coastline with winds and rainfall. And it will be near that tropical storm hurricane threshold all the way up until making landfall in South Carolina tomorrow. But then it will be an inland wind and rain event in the Carolinas and in the Appalachians. Hurricane warnings near the coast, tropical storm warnings well inland, and a storm surge warning at the coast. Evacuate if told to do so, and be careful of inland flooding from heavy rains. Nora?
An important note, Dr. Knapp, thank you. New drone technology is allowing scientists to study monster storms like Ian dangerously up close. In tonight's Eye on America, CBS's Ben Tracy takes on a historic first of its kind flight into the eye of Hurricane Ian.
There goes the feds. Holy cow.
This is what it was like flying straight into the eye of Hurricane Ian. It was one of the roughest flights the team from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has ever experienced. And it was also historic. All right. Before taking off, they loaded on their new secret weapon, a 3.5-foot tube containing a hurricane hunting drone.
So this drone can literally go fly around the inside of a hurricane?
Yes. What we want to do is fly in and around those highest winds.
It's called the Altia 600. It weighs about 25 pounds and can fly for nearly 4 hours. It's deployed out the bottom of the plane, and its mission is to go where no aircraft or scientists can go, the so-called boundary layer where the air and the ocean violently meet, below 3,000 feet.
So when these systems make landfall, we want to know what's going on in that very critical boundary layer so we can help forecasters and emergency managers make the decisions they need to make.
After dropping the drone into Hurricane Ian Wednesday, it recorded 216 mile per hour winds just 2,100 feet above the surface. It doesn't record video, but the data could be critical in detecting when a hurricane rapidly intensifies, something scientists say is happening more frequently as climate change warms ocean waters, providing more fuel for monster storms like Ian.
When this flies into the eyewall of a hurricane, why does that not just shred this?
It just doesn't weigh much. And we're also going to be flying with the wind. We're not trying to fight it, we're trying to go with it.
And they hope it will help them improve hurricane forecasts and save lives. For Eye on America, I'm Ben Tracy in Lakeland, Florida.
And turning to the day's other big headlines, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is interviewed by the January 6th committee. And the S&P closes at a new 2022 low. We'll tell you why when we come back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ginni Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, stood by her 2020 election fraud claims today when she was interviewed by the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The committee wanted to ask the conservative activist about her communications with former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and a lawyer who drafted plans for keeping then-President Trump in office after he lost the election. Thomas said she wanted to clear up any misconceptions. Well, the U.S. economy got a bad report card today, showing a second straight quarter of economic contraction, mortgage rate surged for the sixth week in a row, moving closer to 7% on a 30-year fixed. That's actually the highest level in 15 years. All three major stock indices were down today. U.S. stocks have lost more than 20% of their value this year. All right, coming up next, the Biden administration accuses Vladimir Putin of another attempt at a land grab in Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will never recognize Russia's planned annexation of Ukrainian territory, nor those sham referendums in Ukraine. Putin is expected to claim several regions of Ukraine on Friday. In the Baltic Sea, another leak has been discovered in one of those pipelines carrying Russian natural gas to Europe. NATO ruled it an act of sabotage and warned attacks on allies' infrastructure will be met with a united response. Well, the music world is remembering West Coast hip-hop star Coolio, who died in Los Angeles on Wednesday. Coolio was born artist Leon Ivy Jr. and raised in Compton. His Grammy-winning inner-city anthem, Gangsta's Paradise, was a huge hit in the 90s. Coolio's playful persona in his music videos made him popular with young audiences. Coolio was 59 years old. And we'll be right back with a look at the strength of the people here in Florida in the face of disaster.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We want to end back here tonight in Florida, where the destruction and devastation left in the wake of Hurricane Ian will take days and perhaps weeks to fully comprehend. This monster storm has changed not just the landscape of the state, but the lives of those who call Florida home. There is one thing left unchanged by Ian, and that is the resilience of the people here. It won't change the love that they share for their neighbors, and that's not just true for this state. The rest of America is here to help. No matter how divided the country may seem, we always seem to come together to help those in their darkest hour. We saw it today. That is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell in Fort Myers, Florida. Good night and stay safe.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.